So hello, everyone, and welcome to our wonderful Body Balance monthly call. What are we in June 2020? And I'm excited to have you guys here. I always like to connect and find out what's going on for you. I know some of you really were very active in the sweet spot, and some of you are continuing with stay in the sweet spot. And I love that you're doing that. And I love that we have this extra time to connect with you through the Body Balance program. And I love that you also get to connect with our wonderful coaches, Lynn and Annette, in your small groups as well. So that's really cool. And Angela, you're just the person I wanted to see. I sent you a couple of messages. I need your password for your lab thing. So if you could send that, hopefully through Biocanic, the way I sent it to you, that way Mary has it and she's going to run your reports for you. Good. I was so glad. I said to her this morning, I said, I'm hoping Angela's on the call so I can ask her. So yes, yes. Thank you. All right. So let me make sure that I'm hearing my, because I always turn my mic off when I do. Yes, I did. My speaker off when I do Facebook Lives. All right. So here's how I want to start. Anybody has, I would love to hear just quick shares of something that you want to celebrate. It's always great to start every interaction you have with anybody with a celebration. And it just really lifts it and it makes all the burdens seem like, okay, I can handle the burdens. And now I have a strategy for handling the burdens. So I would love to start, and I'll just call your name if I see you on the screen. And then if you're not, I'd love to hear from you as well. And I'd love to have you all on the screen. That's why we like to do these in Zoom. So it feels to me like I'm connecting with this group of people instead of these names behind a wall, so to speak, especially in these times when I haven't seen any real people besides my husband in months. So Lynn Q, let's start with you.
I am celebrating that I am not giving up. I'm behind, but I'm not giving up.
Wait, say that. You're behind. Okay. So I want to address that before we move on. And Lynn's always really good. Lynn D. Jay is always good at addressing that. Because behind is what's behind. We all are unique individuals and we all move through life at our own pace. You might have been born at exactly 9 months, but most people aren't born at exactly 9 months. So it starts right there. You know, you might have grown in your mama's tummy at a certain rate, and some of you grew at a different rate, right? You may have walked at a certain age, and some of you walked at a different age, and there's all kinds of ranges. And I always want you to be present with you and accepting of all the steps you've taken, as opposed to the steps you have not yet taken. There's always a reason. And if the reason is holding back and there's some, you know, thing that's holding you back, like a not good enough feeling or whatever, those things I wanna work with you on. But if it's just life, right? And, you know, prioritizing whatever you need to prioritize in your life, there's no such thing as behind. And here's the thing, I need to turn off this thing because it's making noise. There we go. It, just because you're not at the same space in going through a program as somebody else's doesn't mean you're behind. You're exactly where you need to be for you. And I want you to really jump in and get it. Not just read and watch a video and do a checklist, but I want you to really make changes that are going to last you your lifetime. And the way you do it, for some, it's slow and steady. Slow and steady. I've got this. Good. Now I'm going to move on to this. And that's how we're taking it in, you know, the stay in the sweet spot. And that's how we took it in the sweet spot this time. Those of you who have been through sweet spot before, or it's a second year through Body Balance and you did it before, we did it very differently this year. We did it much more with that, okay, this is all I want you to do now. And even if life got in the way and you didn't finish, we said at the beginning, success is download the handbook and read it. Like really just so you know what's going to be happening this week. And if it's something that's like, whoa, this is exactly for me, you're going to jump in and do it. And if not, you're not. So thank you for sharing that. And you're not behind. You are still here. And we're going to work with you on what we can do to get you to where you want to be. Angela.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see. So, the last couple of weeks, I've really been trying to incorporate more of the verse training and getting outside and getting walks.
That's been really nice. My husband and I, we're lucky enough, we live really close to a park, and they have really nice walking trails there. We discovered, so we always start really well in the spring, and then when it starts getting really hot, we kind of fizzle out. But we discovered that there's a few kind of smaller trails that are more tree covered, so they're a little cooler or whatever. So we've been enjoying that. And then I'm experimenting with the recipes in the Sweet Spot, Solution, trying to get those, you know, accustomed to my taste or whatever. So
awesome. Awesome. And finding things that you love and you look forward to meals would be like a good goal. Thank you. Yeah. Great share. And there's Rose. Let me unmute you. You're on a phone, so sometimes I can't unmute people when they're on phones. They have to do it themselves. Yeah, it's not letting me. Try hitting the unmute button. Ah, there you go. You got it.
I got it?
Yep.
Cool. Yay. I'm happy with where I ended up at in Sweet Spot Solution. And I'm staying on because I have a lot more weight that I need to lose, and I still have a bigger belly than I want. And I'm looking forward to being able to buy shirts that I don't have to fit my belly that end up looking too big because I had to fit my belly instead of the rest of my body.
Awesome. That's a great goal. I love it. And I'm glad that you're here. And I love how active you are on the Facebook group and how supportive of everybody you are. So appreciate that.
Thank you. I know that sometimes I read people's comments or stories on there and I go, man, I've been there, you know? Yeah. And I'm happy to be off methotrexate and Humira and that I can walk without a walker.
Yay! And
I'm not on blood pressure medicine anymore. And, you know, so there's been lots of benefits for me doing this, and I just really appreciate it.
So glad
I appreciate you.
Thank you. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate your dedication to the path, because, you know, it's so funny because people think that, well, we're conditioned to want the quick fix, right? You got this pain, you got this thing, you go to the doctor, you get the prescription and you expect it to go away. But that's not the deep cause. You were on the medications. Sure, the symptoms went away temporarily, but it didn't really fix the root cause. Fixing the root cause takes time. Undoing decades of damage to the body, it takes time to reverse. So I appreciate your dedication to the process. Thank you, Rose. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the immune conference too. I'm hoping that it is going to be a go.
It's going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Because I am so looking forward to that and finding out some more things to do for rheumatoid arthritis. And I had a bone density done, and I'm just like under just 0.2 of a point under osteoporosis.
Okay. Yeah. So that I just loaded up for you guys in Stay in the Sweet Spot, and also Body Balance. It's on one of the pages too, but I just put the link to the whole program on the dashboard, the bone. We already talked about that on that call the other day. Eating for bone health. So go through that and start to incorporate some of those herbs and spices and foods and recipes and maybe some supplements, and we can talk about that. So thank you.
And my gym reopens on Monday. I'm so excited.
That's
nice. I would go to exercise classes there 3 times a week. And then one day a week I did yoga, and I just feel like, I don't know, my muscles relaxed or something. They need to get
They do. They do it quickly.
Up.
It's sad how quickly they go, how hard it is to get them to build, and then how quickly they go to mush again. It's really sad. Oh, it's not fair. Thank you, Rose. We'll go
Thank
to Jamie now.
Okay, how do I mute it?
I think
you can get it.
Yeah, I got it. Let's me mute. Just don't let me unmute. Jamie. We have Jeannie and then Dawn and then Sharon and then Mary, just so you know.
Okay. I came in late. So are we talking?
Just one quick success. I know it's my fault that they've been going longer than we should, but one quick success and then we'll move on.
My biggest one is just fun. Cause I just spent 5 days with my grandkids, and we just went out and we were gone from morning till evening and just had
a lot of fun. Yeah. Wonderful. Congratulations. That sounds like a lot of fun. Sharon, Dawn. Dawn and then Sharon. Dawn. Let's get you unmuted. Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Well, I took 2 days off because I was stressing myself out too much, obsessing about food and what to eat and oxalates and the whole schmear. So I took 2 days off and just hiked and read, and my blood sugars came down.
There's a little telling something about what's causing those blood sugars, right? So fun, F, the big F in freedom, right? That big F, we need more of it, guys, every day, every day. Makes a huge difference. Thank you, Dawn. Oh, Sharon. Sharon and Mary disappeared. Oh, Sharon, you're back. Okay. Let's unmute you. There you go. Oops, you're muted again. You do it or I do it. I think we both did it at the same time. There you go. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. A lot of my focus, of course, the last few months was on Sweet Spot.
Yep, yep.
And simultaneously, I was doing gut health with my naturopath. Mm-hmm. So I think I've got both of those under control now, and I'm really happy with that. And I'm moving now on to the adrenals.
Beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that. And your sleep, I saw you made a note somewhere that your sleep was getting better.
Yeah, slight improvement with the B12 shots.
Yeah, with the B12 shots. That's amazing. Yeah. That's really cool.
And also with my naturopath, we did that Dutch test through Meridian Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is really, really low or not even on the graph. So that's where we're working now.
That's where you're working on. Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Glad to hear it, Sharon.
And I'm really jealous of you wearing tank top because we've got thunderstorm warnings today.
Oh, no.
We haven't really had any summer yet.
Oh, no. We've had a cold front come in, and it's only going to be 94 today.
Only.
But you have no idea how much it makes a difference. I was sitting in my living room, and I'm sitting on my working on my laptop, and all of a sudden I'm like, I've been sweating, and we're like doing this thing like, no air conditioning, it's not July yet, and we're like all both sitting there sweating, and all of a sudden I'm like, there's a breeze, and then it gets cooler and the temperatures drop down in the 60s overnight, and we're like, wow, the breeze and sleeping with that. And then yesterday it only went up to 91, and today I think it's going up to 94. But I managed to get out for a run while it was only 84. So it felt like, you know, Alaska. It felt actually good. So I hear you. I would be
doing. We've had so much rain here. Everything is just green and lush. It looks like Ireland here.
That's beautiful. Well, at least you got that. You know, we always have to look at that. We had a lot of rain and it's green and lush, but now that it's hot and straight sun for the next 2 months, it's probably going to get brown again. Enjoy. You know, we always have to, like, what do they say? Make lemonade out of the lemons, right? So something about the rain that just gives you that green and lush. Thank you, Sharon. Mary.
Also, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is also relaxation. I just got back from an hour walk on the beach, and you shouldn't be jealous because, you know, it's the Oregon coast, so I'm wearing a windbreaker and loads of clothes.
Right. Negative ions.
Yeah. So it was really nice. So relaxation has really helped my blood sugar levels.
Great. It makes a huge difference. Thank you. Thank you. And David. Hi, David. Did you just grow this?
I don't remember. It grew there. I didn't have to do anything.
You didn't have to do anything. Just stop. Yeah. Very cool. I like it.
I figure it's a once in a lifetime chance.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Do what it looks like.
Awesome.
Then it might all just come off next week.
It looks good, so whatever you do with it.
If I have to pick one success, that my sleepiness during the day has pretty much gone away.
Yippee! That's a huge success. Thank you.
It's huge for me. And that goes along with a bunch of other things that are quite not so easily put your finger on it. So this is awesome.
That's awesome. Sometimes it's just that overall feeling of like, well-being that suddenly takes over.
Yeah, I don't have to take 2 hours of the day and just subtract it from what I can do. Yeah, and like I can do things. I can schedule things now.
Yay! Without,
you know, random sometime between 11 and 5, I'm going to crash for an hour. Like, I can't schedule.
Oh, so, wow. That's great. So exciting. I'm so happy for you, David.
Thank you.
And who else who hasn't spoken? Rose, Sharon, Tiffany. I saw you before, but now I don't see you. I see you here. It's Tiffany and Jay and Avis are three that I haven't talked to. So Tiffany.
Hi there.
Hi.
So I have lots of successes.
Yay.
And I'm staying on sweet spot. And it's kind of cool because everything's kind of coming together for me with communication. I've been doing Laura Fine's program.
Oops, she's bought Garbage now.
And it was so cool because I identified. Can you hear me?
No, I can't. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I have my video off because I get better reception. But anyway, Laura Fine is really helping. I've identified my patterns, it makes sense. And so I'm working with that. And I think all that's going to help the blood sugar with the stress. And yep. I've got one huge thing I'm working on right now, and it'll settle in.
Awesome. Yay. I'm so glad that you're doing that. I think for some people, it's just that thing, that pivotal thing. And she's going to be speaking at the weekend, whoever's coming to that. She's going to do a talk and an interactive piece on Saturday morning. So excited for that. Thank you.
So what is the weekend? Is it online?
Oh, the weekend is online, and it's called, it's Shine Online. It's really a practitioner thing. A lot of people who are more geeky, kind of, it's more of a practitioner thing with a lot of deep stuff. We're going to do another immune thing for the public in July. And those of you who did Sweet Spot and those of you here in Body Balance will get a free ticket to that. So you'll get to come to that.
And I've got a sweatshirt on. It's cold here.
We won't have cold until probably October, November. So I'm just enjoying the heat right now.
I'm looking forward to the heat.
Yeah. All right. So Avis. Okay. Thank you, Tiffany. Avis, you want to say something? Let me see if I can unmute you. There you go. You're unmuted, Avis. Hello? Oh. I'm not hearing anything. How about Jay? Can I unmute you? I don't know if you're at work. You may not be able to talk.
Yeah, I'm trying to work, but I was trying to think of something. Probably I've lost a few pounds. I think like 5 pounds, maybe.
Nice.
In the last, 4 or 5 months.
Great. Great. Thank you. We're doing an ERC call tonight. Hopefully you'll make it there and we'll get to check in more. Avis, I'm not hearing. So I think that's everybody. So who has stuff that you want help with? So let's just go through, and you can raise your hand with the raise hand thing on the side, or raise your hand. Oh, Lynn, I skipped Lynn. How did I skip?
No, that's okay. Usually I don't care, but I'm celebrating. Yesterday was my 31st wedding anniversary.
And 31st?
Woohoo! I took the day off. So
nice.
Played with
awesome.
My friend.
Yay! Wow, wedding anniversary. I forgot about that. Mine is coming up in less than a month, my 34th. Got you beat by 3 years. But you got me beat by 5 kids. So, and my baby turns 22 tomorrow. It's like, oh my God, how did I get that old? I'm not old enough to have a 22-year-old. There's no way. Oh, it's crazy. All right, so who has things they want to discuss, get help with? Just either raise your hand or just open up. So David?
Good afternoon here. I got a blood test done and had so many things on it, I didn't actually compare it to your list. And a few things got left out that I just got the email for the body balance bonus.
Oh, you did get the email for it. Great.
Yes. So I don't have uric acid. I don't have iron total. I don't have serum ferritin. We did a combined D2, D3 and not straight D3. The thyroid antibodies have been tested in the past. I don't know if we need a retest. And she left off total T4 because it's never been a problem over 7 years compared to just looking at free T4 seemed to be good enough. We didn't do iodine. And then of the things we did do, my zinc is just a tad, well, it's on the lowish side. My LDL is just touching the top, you know, outside the range. And my globulin and protein are on the low side. So of the things I mentioned, which ones should I just go back and get tested, or should I just go with what I've got?
Okay, so I think what you have is good. The D3, I've not seen a D3, D2 combo, so I don't know really how to interpret it to know how well you're doing. And I don't know that the software does a D2, D3 combo. So okay. That's always important. You know, without seeing the rest of your numbers to know if the total T4, here's why I like total T4. I'm going to just say I'm different. I'm kind of an oddball in the practitioner community with the T4, insisting on the total T4, and here's why I do it. Total T4 is the amount that your thyroid's actually producing. If you're on thyroid meds, it doesn't really mean that much. It just says that that's how much you're taking. But if you're not on meds, total T4 gives me an understanding of what the capacity of that thyroid gland is, how much it can produce, and then how it converts from the T. Like, is there an issue going from total T4 to free T4? If there is, there could be a testosterone issue, an estrogen issue, a gut issue, and various things that would make it not unbind. So I like to compare those two. And then from T4 to T3, I don't care about total T3. Quite frankly, that's fine. Some docs do that instead of total T4. I kind of think it's not that useful in the equation. But the free T4 and the free T3 are super important because it tells me the ratio between them and how well your body converts, right? So when they say it hasn't been a problem in the past, that's because it's within the medical range. But I don't like to just look at medical range. I want to look at how it all, you know, compares to each other to see if we can identify where the thyroid's out of balance.
Yeah, so she's a functional doctor who had thyroid issues herself 10 and 20 years ago. I had lowered my NDT, my natrethroid, from 1 grain to 0.5 grain, and I take 15 mcg of T3 each morning. And I was on 1 grain of natrethroid, and I dropped it to 0.5, and my TSH went from 1.5 to 2.5. So she thinks the 2.5 is too high and I should just go back to the 1 grain. So I'm doing that. My free T4 is 0.9 and my free T3 is 2.6, which are the T4 is in the lower quartile and the T3 is a little lower than that. Actually, the T4 was scraping the bottom and the T3 is in the lower quartile.
Yeah, the T4 is, I like to see it 0.98 to 1 and at the bottom of the optimal range, but there's still a disparity between those. If you have do we have that thyroid graph in the master tracker that these guys got? Because there's a graph that we have, and if not, it's definitely in the thyroid part of your program. But okay. There's a graph where you can graph out your TSH, free T4 and free T3 on it to see, are they lining up? And if not, are you over-converting, under-converting, et cetera? So you might want to look at that. It's called the thyroid scale diagram. And it's either in the tracker or it's in the thyroid module.
So when if I put my natrethroid back to 1 grain, then my TSH should come down and my free T4 should go up, and that might balance it again. So I'll look at my...
It still seems like you have a conversion issue.
That's what I thought, and that's is it conversion from T4 to T3 or conversion? Okay,
So that's, yeah, conversion from T4 to T3. Because would you say 2.6, 2.7 was the?
2.6 for free T3.
2.6. And so that's below the ideal range. Whereas mm-hmm. they're off by a little bit, not a lot. So looking at your gut, looking at liver, I mean, the things you've been looking at, gut, liver, and then looking at selenium as a nutrient.
Yeah, I've been supplementing selenium and chromium, but in very, very small amounts.
Yeah, the selenium you can do up to 200 to 400 micrograms a day and just see if that makes a difference.
Okay.
Did you have thyroid antibodies in the past?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so it's it's a rarer in men. If you've been tested in the past and you're on the mend, it's unlikely. And with all the good things you're doing, you're unlikely to have it. So I don't think you need that. The iron and ferritin are a good thing to look at because of the energy. Your energy is coming back up, so it may or may not be an issue with that. I'd look at your MCV and see if your MCV is on the low side, which would indicate that maybe those are an issue. But I think, you've got enough, submit it, get the lab report done, and we're going to be doing either, I don't remember, yeah, you were probably one of the ones that got a one-on-one with me to go over it. I think the first, for some number.
Yeah, we'll I jumped in as quick as I could.
Yeah.
So the MCV is 92.1.
92. So it's on the high side. So likely there's issues with your B12 and folate intake.
Which is nice because I just started doing non-methyl higher dosage tablets, lozenges for that, okay, for both of those.
So that'll be curious to see, and look at homocysteine as well to see if homocysteine is
I was higher. Just going to say.
That's 7.3?
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And my, okay. So this is probably one of the best lab tests I've ever had overall. So
there you go. Excellent. Yeah. So submit it and we'll get you the report. And then, so yeah, the sooner you submit these things and get the reports, the less backlogged we're going to get if everybody waits.
Ah, okay.
Because it's a manual process. We have a person that takes your lab and sits there and types it all in to the software and then generates a report and sends it to
you.
So this isn't a Slack bonus. This is a really hefty bonus. And if she gets like 27 of them on one day versus dribbles, it's going to be like, she'll get into a backlog situation, right?
I got my results on Monday, so I'll get them in.
Get them in, yeah.
So uric acid and iodine don't really need testing.
Uric acid, if you were having some issues with like big toe pain, that we suspected something like gout, or kidney issues, like kidney stones, then a uric acid is there. Most of the time, it's normal on most people.
Okay.
So I'm not concerned about that so much.
And I'm thinking that the blood iodine is not useful. Yeah.
No, iodine load test is the one that
right.
I usually
get. And I understand that if you're supplementing iodine, then the load test is, you have to get off of that. And
you got to get off of it and then...
And then it's a big deal.
Or if it depends on why you're doing it. If you're doing it to test whether the dose you're taking is correct, then you do it. That's how I always feel about retests. If we put you on a plan based on a test, I want you to stay on that plan through the next test to see if it's the right dosages, et cetera, or not. If you've not been taking something and you start taking something a month before you do the test, it's like apples to oranges. We don't even know what we're looking at. So,
okay. My zinc was low. How much can I take?
How was your alkaline phosphatase?
43.
Yeah. You need lowest. Yeah. You probably can take, I would say start with 30 milligrams a day. I've seen people have to get up to 60 or even 90. It depends on, some of the other markers in a Dutch test that I would look at, like 5-alpha reductase and aromatase and things like that. But that would be a good start. Yeah, 42 is low. So I've been
supplementing zinc, but low dosages since the trace minerals liquid wasn't working for me.
What,
and I was using what I had on hand, which was 15.
15 capsule or tablet?
Capsule.
Or capsule. Yeah, I would.
I did get some liquid, but it's only 12. So, and it's really expensive. And then the what was your suggestion? Was the Primal Research?
Premier Research. Theirs is expensive. Good State is less expensive.
Good State.
Yeah, on the liquid. And sometimes it's taking a combination of liquid, you know, to keep the cost lower, but just have part of it be liquid and part of it be the capsules.
Okay.
And the more you work on that, the stomach acid, the better you'll be able to absorb the capsules.
And then my protein and globulin are consistently on the low edge.
Yeah, so again, you might not be, your stomach acid might be low. You want to look at intake, so do your chronometer or something to actually look at your intake and make sure that it's the right amount for your body.
I've upped my protein with 20-gram protein bars and a scoop-type protein.
Okay, so you're probably taking enough. It's probably not an intake issue. It's probably an absorption issue.
Right.
So looking at the bigger...
I was using... like once or twice a day, the HCL and the capsules of enzymes. So I could step that up and make sure I do that every time.
Yeah. Okay. And just watch with the HCL that you don't start to get some warmth and burning in your stomach when you take it. That would indicate you're getting a little bit high on it.
I used to have issues with that and thought it was ulcer and I was on Pepcid and all that stuff. And when I got on thyroid, all my meds went away. It was depression and histamines and stomach problem. Yeah, and then I get on, you know, within 6 months to 2 years on thyroid medicine, I got all of those things.
So
I wish I'd been diagnosed properly 5 years before and never got on those things.
Right. That's the standard medical system, which is looking at each individual compartment. Well, as
all the different kinds of doctors I saw. It wasn't until endocrinologist put his fingers on my throat and said, oh yeah, we found your problem. It took 5 seconds.
Wow.
With the right doctor.
Good for you.
Okay, so,
well, one last question if you have, and then we'll move on to...
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got tendonitis in my triceps and it's starting to affect my range of motion and it hurts when I put my arm in certain positions. So it's kind of scary doing yoga. I can do it, but
yeah,
I have to be careful. So I'm trying to reduce inflammation. Mm-hmm. And one suggestion was to quadruple the amount of turmeric I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other ideas?
So it depends on, you know, what's really causing it. So if you keep doing the things that are caused it in the first place, like whether playing tennis or repetitive stress motions.
COVID reading in bed.
Okay. So you do have to stop the instigating cause. So
okay.
How much turmeric you take. Boswellia is another anti-inflammatory, but that's not the one I was thinking of. There's one that's better for joints. Ginger. I've had great results with people with ginger, with joint pain. And actually ginger juice, where you juice it and then you put about a teaspoon in water and you take it every hour or two. And then you can gradually reduce it as you get that under control. Vitamin C, important. Building good collagen there, you know, the repair piece. Ultrasound is phenomenal. And you can get your own ultrasound machine for $150 online. And a lot of folks that I know are doing that for that, you know, be careful, just learn how to do it. But you're a responsible human being. I think you'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you remember the name of that company? It was like something. I always do a search. I actually bought one for my son because he lives 20 minutes away and he's always hurting himself. And I'm like, just do this. Just get your own. Here, do it. So I'm going to look up ultrasound. It always seems to be that the same company comes up, Ultrasound Home. Let's see. Sonar Wireless, Purchaser. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them that show up now. Let me see. I'm just looking for the one that I bought. They had it on sale for like $99 at Christmas time. So I bought it. for him. Oh, I'm not seeing that one up here. Usually they show up like first when I do home ultrasound machines. That one's $1,000. That's not one. That's more of a professional one. That's like the one I have. Home ultrasound therapy script. That's usually a good company. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them here, there, and they've come down in price even. I'll give you this link and you can kind of look at it and pick one out. You know, some of the ones that are the cheaper ones may not have, you know, like high, low and settings. You do want something that does have a high, low setting so that you just, it's not just one.
Send that just to me.
What's that? Why does it do that to me? It does that a lot. Everyone. Okay. There it is. And I've had people who, you know, healed their frozen shoulder within a month of doing it regularly. Because if you're going to go to a physical therapist to have ultrasound done on you, first of all, most of them don't do it anymore. They just want to teach you exercises. But it is going to cost you $150 every visit you go with them. And it really takes regular use. I would do it daily for the first week or two, and then I would do it every other day and keep doing it until it goes away. Sometimes it goes away in a couple of treatments, right? As long as you take away the instigating cause. Did that, I found that myself the hard way. I've had this machine for like 25 years, and I hurt myself in a foot once, and I kept, you know, manipulating it, but I had little kids. I didn't stop. And finally, after 3 years, it was still hurting. I sat down and I did ultrasound, and it was gone in two sessions. Like, so I'm a big fan. A big fan. All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Who else? A hand up here. I have Rose. And you're going out in your beautiful yard, I see. Hi, Rose. Whoops. Wait. I still can't unmute you. I can mute you, but I can't unmute you. So go ahead and try to unmute yourself. Oh, that's the one, LGS Medical Supply. Yeah, that one didn't show up when I just did the Google search. That there's two of them there, David, that you can check out. Yeah, and omega-3 fatty acids, Lynn pointed out, is really important. That omega-3-6 balance is to keep that balance. So, Rose?
Yeah.
Okay. There you are.
Actually, my blood sugars are staying like in the 80s and sometimes go down to 70s.
Beautiful.
Which has been really good. But last night I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning and I was very hot and shaking. And my blood sugar was 88 at bedtime. And I didn't have a big dinner because I wasn't really that hungry, but I bought 10 pounds of asparagus yesterday. So I ate about a half a pound of that for dinner with some water.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Is what happened a result of that I didn't eat enough for supper?
Well, it could have been. Did you test your blood sugar when you woke up?
No, and I should have because, yeah. I mean, my hands were visibly shaking. You could see them shaking.
You might have had a low. You might have gone too low and you hadn't flipped into, you know, ketones coming up. If ever that happens again, see if you can test your blood sugar and if you have a ketone meter, ketones too, to see where they're at. But that's usually, that often happens if you don't have enough to eat and your body is going down. Did you take chromium at bedtime by any chance?
I took it actually maybe about an hour and a half before bed.
Yeah, that could have brought your sugar down, and it could have gone too low. And the heat, of course, heat will raise your blood sugar for a lot of people. Like if you get like overly heated.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say, if you're not going to eat a big dinner, if you're just going to eat really light, don't take your chromium at bedtime.
Okay.
And especially with those numbers that you're saying, maybe just back off that one dose in general, just unless you have had a big meal, then go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have one more question about Shine that's coming up this weekend.
Sure.
Because I still have not received my 23andMe kit yet, even though it says it shipped.
Yeah.
And
so I gave you guys, I sent an email and we'll send you to that page again. I'll make sure that Kim sends you there, is that I put together a page, and on that page, there's like 5 reports that are samples. So you won't be able to go through your own, but you can go through the samples and kind of follow along and make notes. And then when you do get it back, you can go through it that way.
Oh, okay. I wondered, because things are getting tied up in my state in the Detroit mail place because of COVID. Because I ordered the Sweet Spot Solution menu planner and recipe book, and it was over a month before it came.
Wow. So you'll get it, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You will, you'll be able to go through it. You'll just be able to take notes on it. And then you're going to hear these things multiple times anyway. And if you do this one, and then you also come back and do the one in July, we'll go through some of that again. This one's specifically on, you know, that one is too, the immune system stuff. So you'll get repetition and you'll be able to figure it out when you get your own.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Who else has questions? Sharon. Whoops. I think we do it at the same time, Sharon, and we cancel each other out. Go for it.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Two quick questions. One with the Sweet Spot. Do you know when we're going to be getting our ice cream cookbooks?
It's there.
It's on the website
for about a week. Yeah. I actually reorganized the page. So it says main stuff, add-ons and bonuses.
Okay. Okay.
I'll show you. Hopefully you guys see it, because I had my team test it, because I see everything because I'm an admin, but I had them test it. Here we go. I'm going to just show you real quick. You can see I have too many windows open. Sweet Spot. Here we go. You see the Sweet Spot page?
Yes.
Wait, that's not it. Let me go to the main page. Yeah. I thought there was a, okay, so see, I changed it. So this is the main program. Then there's your add-ons.
Okay.
And then I added the supplements and the lab testing there. So in case you guys ever want to do that, it's right there. And then if you bought one of these, you got those. And then see, mine are double just because, and then there's the ice cream.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. Keto friendly ice cream.
Great.
Enjoy.
My other question is, for low T3, what is your thought on supplementing with Cytomel?
It can be very helpful, right? So you want to also be working on why is it low, right? Why are you low? There's a whole therapy that Dr. Wilson put together on T3 therapy, and it can be very helpful, right, if it's low. But you also want to look at why is it low. Right. And sometimes it's slow and we can't figure out why, but it could be a gut issue. It could be, and you're working on that. It could be a liver detox issue. You're working on that. And it could be, who knows what, like your body just lost that, or the stress in your body can be converting the T3 to reverse T3. So you're working on all that stuff, but there's an issue that it needs to be better than yes. But you want to make sure that it's small doses. Here's the interesting thing. I had one person who wanted to not do it with Cytomel, wanted to do it with more of a bioidentical kind of version of it. And they can, it's still synthetic, but it looks the same. But they tried the same dose because they liked it, because you can control the dose better, right? And she was not getting results until she went back on Cytomel. So, you know, the thing about Cytomel is you can't control it. When Wilson does it, he uses a time-released T3 and has people do it twice a day, very tiny dose, and then gradually build up. And that way you don't end up with too much. The downside of just, hey, or here's Cytomel, whatever dose it comes in, is that you can over-support and then you get agitation. So it's definitely something to work with somebody, you know, a naturopath or an endocrinologist that knows what they're doing, but it could definitely be helpful.
I'm working with my naturopath on it. My family doctor just says, oh, they never test anything other than TSH. I know. she said there's no need to test anything else, and she says that Cytomel doesn't make any difference, so there's no point in going on it. So I just
Where did they learn thyroid physiology and biochemistry? Like, what was it? Just a drug rep that came in and said, here's how the thyroid works, and here's what you do, and left? Because it doesn't even make sense, right? When I teach more about how thyroid functions in you guys' thyroid pit module than they learn in medical school, because we know that, because people who come through our practitioner training and they go, why didn't we learn about this in medical school? Oh my God, look at all these people I could have helped. It's just sad.
You know, the doctor I had previously, she's no longer practicing, but she said that I was best to work with a naturopath on thyroid because she said we don't get enough training on it.
We don't get enough training. Yeah. Sad. Yeah, so Cytomel can definitely be helpful. There's something, look this up because you're a researcher, you like to find things out. The Wilson's, Dennis Wilson, D-E-N-I-S, Wilson, T3 therapy. There's a lot of, you know, people who badger him or badmouth him in conventional medicine, but he worked with people with that to just little by little increase the T3 to get your effective dose. And he has you measuring your temperatures to do it, but you have to work with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay, so he has a website that I can just go and get information then?
Yep.
Okay.
He has a guide for patients and he has a guide for doctors.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I took his certification, but I don't have a license to prescribe. So what I've done is I've worked with people and worked with them working with their doctors to help them to explain this to their doctors and get the right dosing under control. It's not an easy process working with, you know, telling the medical doctors what they should be prescribing, and it's probably beyond my scope. So I don't really do it very much, but anyway, I've taken his training and it's good. It's not for everybody, but you definitely don't want to just go on a full-on dose of T3. It's something you want to work on slowly, because especially you're very sensitive. You're not just like, just take something, and you need to go slow. So that's what I would recommend. Okay. All right. Who else? Questions, comments? And Angela, I'm talking to you tomorrow, right? Yay. Yes, Tiffany. Go for it.
Okay. What is coming next in Body Balance? What program?
After blood sugar, adrenal.
Adrenals? Okay. Can I do that while I'm on stay on sweet spot?
You can. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Good. Good. Yeah.
Are you guys getting the emails that guide you through these programs? You're supposed to be getting emails. I wrote all these emails and they're not.
I've been looking at them. I don't know. I'll go back and relook, but I didn't see anything about the adrenal. And the last call, I didn't get in until late because I couldn't get into Zoom. And so I missed the first part of it.
Oh, on the stay in the sweet spot, which would be different than this. Yeah. Yeah, you have access to all the programs. So you can go through them at whatever rate. We just opened them up all at the same time. But we also, I thought we had it set up that you, and I'll find out. I thought I had it set up.
All these emails. I have the Body Balance with Lynn on Monday, so I can find out more then too.
Yeah, but and I just whatever you're ready for, you can then go to that and just start working through that process. Yeah. Good.
I like doing it with the group if I can. So, okay, great.
Great. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Lynn.
Does stay in the sweet spot come with Body Balance?
Not the, you know, the information is, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, oh, Lynn, the other Lynn. You unmuted? There you go. Whoops, there you go. It goes back and forth and back.
I was on the call about hormones with Dr. Berkson, and she offered to send the information about factor five.
And I posted it in the Facebook group, right in her, in that thread.
You posted it in the Facebook thread?
Yeah, and the thread that you were asking about it, I said, oh, I got this back from
Oh, Dr. Bergson. I didn't see that in the Facebook thread. I just email it to me.
I generally don't email things to individual people because it's something that was more universally, she didn't. She sent it to me. And so yes. I put it in there for everybody else to see. Let me see if I can find the link and I'll put it.
That would be great.
Promising treatments. Let's see. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going backwards a little way.
It was in Body Balance. Oh, it was in Unstoppable.
It was Unstoppable, yeah. And I did put it there, but I will give it to you if I just can find it back. Or did she send it here? Did she send me an email? Wait, she's verbose, so there's a lot of comments from her. Okay. Do you remember when that was? That was not February. That was more like
it was March, right after April. Her talk, but no, I don't remember.
April. Yeah, I'll have to find it because I thought she sent it by text to me, but she might have sent it by email, and then I just copy-pasted it into that. So go back to her video on that and then see if you can find it because I think I actually replied to the comment that you had asked. So here's okay. The link to what Dr. Bergson sent. Let me find it. Let me see if I can find the email, and I'll just copy-paste it to you. Should be... in, except it's not opening. There it is. I'll just say Bergson. All right, so if I go like this and I say Bergson, okay, here we go. Estrogen coagulation, right? That's the
Yes, I don't know the name of it.
May 14th. Here. This is from her. Here's fun. She attached two attachments. Let me just forward this to you. What's your email?
QULG.QUIRIN@comcast.net.
Okay, QLG.QUIRIN@comcast.net.
Yes.
All right, so I'm sending this to you now. Estrogen coagulation and send. All right. All right. Yep, okay, two attachments, two PDFs attached.
Thank you, I got it.
Good. You're welcome. Okay. Who else? Nobody? We're good? Sharon, you have your hand up again, or did I not put it down? Oops, let me unmute you. There you go. Nope, you're muted still. There you go.
On either Body Balance or Sweet Spot, do we have access to your book, Dessert, Making It Rich Without Oil? Because I couldn't find that.
I don't. I think that's an ERC bonus, like my full thing. Did okay. I off? Yeah. Yeah. It's a, you can get the ebook version on the site. That's a book I wrote with Karen. So I normally don't give that as a bonus for things just because, you know, I got to share the revenue from it with her, but it's a great book. You have to go through if you're blood sugar sensitive, there are substitutions in there to be made. So I don't share that one on Sweet Spot at all because there's a lot of dates and raisins and things in the recipes, but I'm going to give you guys a link to an ebook that we put together that has the actually, I think it's in this keto. It's in the keto friendly. How do you change? I think so. Let me see. There's a whole section in the back. Let me see. Sweetener alternatives. Yes. So it gives you an option. So download the keto ice cream one. And then any recipes that you find that are more of the plant-based, but using dates or raisins or stuff, there's a section in the back that says how you can substitute for a low glycemic version of a recipe. So some of the recipes in there I've taken and I've revamped and put them into Sweet Spot, but the revamped version. But it is an awesome book. It gives you some great ideas for really cool stuff. She's got it printed out. Lynn has it. There you go. Yep. Thank you. Who else? Yeah, David.
I got the standard lipid panel and my LDL was 101. I was told that the advanced lipid would break that down and give me more detail. Is that worth doing?
Is it worth doing? What's your total, what's your HDL?
I was told that low thyroid could be a cause of that. And when I get my thyroid numbers back up, that might be the only fix I need. My HDL was 60.
Yeah, I mean, you're so borderline there. Do you have a family history of heart disease?
Unfortunately, but that was due to smoking more than anything else.
More than anything else. Yeah. I mean, you can certainly do it. It's $175. So if you don't mind spending that, it will break down the HDL, the LDLs into the different levels of HDL and the VLDLs and the ILDLs and all that. It'll also give you a sense of particle size. So the particle size, the large, you know, large buoyant versus small dense, and that gives you more of a risk, an idea of risk. So you can, if you're concerned and just want to have one thing off your mind, but it is common that cholesterol will go up. What's the total cholesterol? Probably around 200?
175.
Oh, yeah. You can. I mean, if there's a family history and it's non-genetic, like for me, my family history of heart disease is blood sugar related. I'm convinced just by looking at my genetics. And so getting that under control is what I work on. So I've never had one. I do have a comprehensive test that I paid for about 2 years ago, and I'm going to go get it done probably next month or something, just because I haven't gotten blood work done in a really long time, and that's included in there. So it is a nice thing to have at some point in time and say, oh yeah, okay, I'm good, right? Or, and there's one thing in there that gives you an idea of a genetic tendency, which is LP little a, lipoprotein little a. And you have to work harder at that, but I doubt you have it given those numbers.
Okay.
Right.
If I had this done some number of years ago, were the ratios likely to be pretty constant?
Well, yeah, if you look, if back then your cholesterol was in the same general range, then it's probably similar, but you've made a lot of changes. So if anything else, it's improved. So if it was good back then and you've gone on, done all these great changes, it's probably better than that.
So I'll look back. Last question. I started taking my waking temperature for the first time ever, partly because I had started having leg cramps, and I have this habit of sticking a leg out from under the covers. And yeah, oh, that's the leg that had the cramp. Okay.
Interesting.
So my waking temperature was 96.6 and 96.4 and 96.2. So I bundled up, I put on an extra layer of clothing, I made sure I kept the blankets on, and I got up to 97.6 waking temperature. Is that thyroid. Anything that means anything?
It does. It means that your thyroid's still not functioning optimally.
Okay, so that was that when T3 I was on up, my...
Right, your T3 was, what did you say, 2.6 or something? When that T3 goes up above 3, you're going to start to see huge difference. And that's one of the things that I was talking to Sharon about. Dr. Wilson's protocol does that measurement. And he has you measure at different times during the day, and you're bumping up your T3 until you get to the point where your temperature goes into normal range.
Okay.
And it may not be the thyroid. It's if you get the point where the numbers look good, but you're still having the issues, then it's a receptor issue. Right. And then things in the book that we, in the thyroid module.
I was kind of thinking for 2 months I took a lower dose of thyroid and then got a test and then I put it back. So this was still a result of the lower dose. And I have a number of symptoms to show that I had lowered it too low.
Yeah. So right. So now that you're back on it, then I would watch it, and then it, maybe in a month take your temperatures again and see if they've shifted.
Okay. And now I might, rather than lowering the dose, I might experiment with the ratio of natrethroid to compounded T3.
Exactly.
But only in small changes.
Teeny, teeny, teeny.
Yeah. Time.
Yeah. Okay. Look up the Wilson stuff. Lynn put a link to it in the chat.
I got that. Thank you. Good. Good. I'm good.
Good. Great. Who else? Denise, you came on late. You want to share something, a success or something you want to tell us about that you're excited about, or your walks on the beach or anything?
I haven't walked on the beach at all.
Oh, no.
But
I had a waste of a good beach.
No, I haven't. No, I know. It's actually a lousy day here today, so no walks today. Everybody stays inside. Yeah. I had great conversation with Lynn today. She, you know, she answered a lot of questions that I had. We kind of got on, you know, the same page with, you know, what kind of supplements and things like that. So yeah. I'm really, really set and happy and kind of raring to go a little bit. So
yay, that's exciting.
Yeah,
that is thank exciting. You. Thanks for sharing that. Way to go, Lynn. Who else? Anybody? All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of the day. Yay, Sharon, she printed out her ice cream. Play with them, tweak them to your taste, right? And a lot of the recipes are, you know, vanilla to your taste, right? Or what extra stuff do you want to put in there? I made, one of my favorites that I've made so far was the one with the protein powder, but I added a handful of macadamia nuts and a couple of spoonfuls of the coconut cream. Oh, and chocolate and almond extract. That was one of my favorites so far. And it's just so nice to sit there. I always put a little pinch of green powder in there too. Just the other day I put too much in my ice cream. My chocolate ice cream was green. So it wouldn't have appealed to the average person that way. But it's really a cool way. Cool is relative, but also cool, like really cool way to get some of those nutrients in you and the supplements in you and the extra protein in you in the summer, where you can just feel like you're being decadent and eating ice cream. And if you haven't already done so, either grow or buy a lot of zucchini and then cut it up into little rounds and put it in your bags in your freezer. And that way, anytime you want, you can grab a handful of this. So I remember the first time I made this, sitting there going, I'm eating something that looks like chocolate ice cream. It tastes kind of like chocolate ice cream. And it's really a lot of blended vegetables and protein powder. Like, how much nicer can that, you know what I mean? It's like, there's nothing bad in here. So it's kind of fun. But I really found that the tropical, now I'm getting hungry. The tropical, the macadamia with the coconut, heavenly. So have a great rest of the day. For those of you and stay in your sweet spot, I'll see you on Monday. Tomorrow you should be getting a link to that first page I spent a lot of time on making a video and creating a really nice page on all the different types of windows of fasting, you know, the different kind of fast feeding, and you're going to be experimenting with those to find what works best for you. Because some of you read and you go, I'm going to do a 16-8 fasting window. And then you're like crashing and it doesn't work, right? And I want to do 3 days of fasting and it doesn't work. So it's ways that you do that. And then next week, we're going to do the fasting while feasting, which a lot of you have done before. But we're going to do that as a group and it'll be fun. All right, guys. And yeah, let me unmute you all. I'm going to probably hear a whole bunch of noise in the background, but that's okay. And 1, 2, 3. Bye, everybody. Bye for being here. Talk to you soon.
We are in the process of assessing, analyzing,